Hi, welcome to Bookie, which unlocks big ideas from world bestsellers in audio, text, and mind map. Please download Bookie at Apple Store or Google Play with more features. Get your free mind snack now. Today we will unlock the book Windfall, the booming business of global warming. If we are asked whether we would like to get rich overnight, many of us would jump at the opportunity. However, what if the path to riches is through climate disasters that displace millions of people and impoverish more? The suggestion will sound like a cruel joke. As ludicrous as it sounds, making money from climate change isn't a fantasy. Business opportunities are simply unreachable to most people, and Mackenzie Funk's book aims to unveil their inner workings. In recent years, the global temperature continues to rise, the climate has become increasingly unpredictable, and natural disasters occur in nearly every corner of the world. Funk categorizes them into three groups: the melt, the drought, and the deluge. The first category is caused by the melting glaciers in both the Arctic and Antarctica, as well as the melting glaciers inland, which lead to the rising sea level and shortage of clean water. The second type includes drought-induced food shortage, desertification, and wildfires. The third is the flood, especially in areas with low altitudes in coastal regions that can be potentially wiped out by the rising sea level and storms. Climate change is the source of irreversible catastrophes, inspiring countless doomsday films and post-apocalyptic dramas. If someone were to tell us that a certain group of people has been making money out of this crisis, many of us wouldn't believe what we've heard. But Mackenzie Funk wants to be that someone. He is the co-founder of DECA, the winner of the Oaks Prize, and a finalist of the National Magazine Award. For writing this book, he traveled to dozens of countries, interviewed people from various fields, including entrepreneurs, engineers, investors, and politicians, and followed them to the sites of the gold rush. Out there, Funk witnessed them discover the paths to riches in an increasingly uninhabitable world. The book Windfall explains how the rich profit from climate disasters with technology, capital, and the pluck to take insurmountable risks. Unfortunately, the booming business of global warming is often a zero-sum game. While some benefit from it, others suffer great losses. As for who the winners or losers of this gamble are, Funk's book shall reveal it all. Now, we shall explore the subject by approaching it from three different angles. Part 1: Corporations compete for new commodities. Part 2: Climate change brings new business opportunities to the rich. Part 3: Inequality in the age of the climate crisis. As the Earth's atmosphere gets warmer, glaciers in the Arctic start melting. While many are concerned about the rising sea level, some people are elated. Why is that so? The answers are quite simple. Once the ice melts away, two precious commodities will emerge in its place: new shipping lanes and petroleum. Let's start with the first commodity, new shipping lanes. The Northwest Passage is a shortcut between the Pacific and Atlantic Oceans through the Arctic Ocean. Its strategic location makes it extremely valuable to countries around the Arctic. Back then, if ships wanted to sail from the Atlantic to the Pacific, they would have to go through the Panama Canal. With the ice in the Northwest Passage out of the way, ships departing from Newark or Baltimore to Shanghai or Busan could save 4,000 miles and millions in transit fees and fuel costs. For this reason, said passage has become the target of many nations looking to own and control it. After the ice in the Arctic Sea began to melt, the Northwest Passage gradually becomes clear and accessible at certain times of the year. Seeing that, the powerful countries near the Arctic have grown restless. Canada, which owns territories on both sides of the passage, claims the passage as its own. In 2006, it sent warships and icebreakers led by the frigate Montreal to carry out a sovereignty operation. There, they even held a mock interdiction in which a 150-foot Canadian coastal defense vessel positioned itself as an unauthorized American merchant ship. Certainly, other countries disagree with Canada's ownership of the Northwest Passage. In fact, the United States claims that it is an international strait that should be open to ships from all nations. Countries like Denmark, Norway, and Russia second the statement, explaining that according to the UN Convention on the Law of the Sea, they are entitled to the right of passage through active waterways. The truth is, new shipping lanes aren't the only thing that powerful nations near the Arctic try to get their hands on. Petroleum is another emerging resource in the wake of this climate crisis. As a member of the United States Arctic Research Commission, George Newton said, "Our need for oil is not going to go away. We're going to need every bit we can get our hands on." Royal Dutch Shell is one of the biggest oil companies in the world and the first oil corporation to take advantage of the melting Arctic. While plotting a big strategic move, Shell employs what it calls scenario planning. A scenario is a story about a plausible future, and the company is able to come up with multiple versions of the future to prepare for major changes in the business environment. On the subject of climate change, Shell came up with two possible trajectories called blueprints and scramble. In the first versions, blueprints, people would soon realize the catastrophic consequences of climate change and reduce carbon emission at the expense of economic development. But in the scramble version, people would do the exact opposite. Coal and petrol consumption will not decline, and people wouldn't take climate change seriously unless they are confronted with irreversible crises. Shell had once put more faith in the first scenario. Nevertheless, as the second scenario became reality, the company is ready to meet its demand. At least Sale 193, an offshore auction where companies were competing for drilling leases in the Chukchi Sea, Funk witnessed that despite the protest of activists, attendees of the auction were unfazed. Many oil company representatives were seen at the event. As the bids got higher, up to billions, Funk lost all sense of scale. All he knew was that Shell bid the leases at staggering prices to fulfill its Arctic dreams. Over time, Shell went from the greenest oil company to one that is targeted by organizations focusing on green promotion. Other than new shipping lanes and petroleum, thanks to climate change, even water has become a profitable resource. Water is renewable and infinite, but clean, drinkable water isn't. Due to global warming, the percentage of freshwater has dwindled. Its price and demand rise as droughts and water shortage plague certain regions of the world. Experts from Goldman Sachs went as far as calling the water the petroleum of the next century. To capitalize on this resource, many tried to bag freshwater from glaciers or streams and tow them across the ocean. However, between the highest shipping cost and water bag design, these entrepreneurs soon realized that it is not the best solution to the water crisis. Presently, the best way to make money with water is by selling water rights. Funk visited John Dickerson, who was in charge of the world's first water-focused hedge fund. By then, his firm had bought billions of gallons of water in the Colorado and Australia's Murray-Darling River systems. He pointed out that profiting from water rights was all about buying low and selling high. First, they kept eye on the opportunities and bought land from farmers and ranchers who were forced to abandon their homes due to climate crises. Once Dickerson obtained the water rights that came with the land, he sold them all at once to richer cities, where the price of water doubled and tripled. Frequent droughts, too, allowed his firm to earn money from the bulk of water trades they oversaw. As the water price continued to rise in harsher climatic conditions, Dickerson rented the water rights to the nearby farmers. With that, his firm observed 5-6% of returns on investment. This strategy has interested buyers and investors who flock to water right hedge funds in waves. His company successfully amassed a fortune out of the water crisis. Food is another commodity impacted by climate change, resulting in low supply and high demand. Everybody, humans and livestock alike, need food to sustain their lives. If one owns enough land, one could plant crops and secure the food supply. In the age of the climate crisis, whoever owns fertile land will potentially benefit from the skyrocketing land price. This golden opportunity drew Wall Street elite Phil Heilberg to the farmland grab. Funk followed Heilberg to Sudan, a country that had become embroiled in unrest. Heilberg had his eyes on a patch of farmland in South Sudan and planned to finalize the transaction with a general's son. As Funk explains, Heilberg's business model was more of a double bet. Take this trip to Sudan for an example. He was betting on two probable scenarios. The first concerned the political situation of South Sudan and its strife for independence. The second was the food crisis. As a matter of fact, he was right about both. On 2011 July 9, the Republic of South Sudan officially gained independence. Heilberg had picked the right place to invest in. Meanwhile, food prices across the world spiked. Corn and wheat tripled, rice quintupled. Some countries banned food exports while others suffered from droughts. The panic spread, proving that Heidelberg had also chosen the right commodity to invest in. Even so, when it comes to farmland investment, Heidelberg wasn't a big player. The British-run Lancome and the Swedish-run Black Earth Farming had invested millions in agricultural projects in Ukraine and Russia. The world's largest asset manager, Blackstone Group, poured $250 million into British farmland. And the list goes on. In short, frequent droughts caused by climate change have led to an increase in food prices and demand for farmland. That is all for part 1. As we have discussed, climate change has turned some previously unattainable or rare resources such as the Northwest Passage and petroleum into profitable commodities up for grabs. It has also turned supposedly free and infinite resources such as water and farmland into investment opportunities and potential games of chance. Today we are just sharing limited content. To unlock more key insights of world-class bestseller, please download our app. Just search for Bookie at Apple Store or Google Play. Get your free mind snack now.
Dir hat dieser Podcast gefallen? Dann klicke jetzt auf Abonnieren und empfehle ihn weiter. Bleib immer auf dem Laufenden und folge uns bei Twitter, Instagram und Facebook. Mehr Podcasts findest du auf meinpodcast.de.